Expectations. It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Expectations.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Well, I just want to say welcome to the Rush, baby. You know what I'm talking about, man. Oh, hold on. Black man, welcome to the Rush. This is Calvin Chaser, man. You know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. You know how we do it, man. Welcome to Choosy Tuesday's edition, man. Hope you had a great weekend. You know how Mondays are, man. You know what I'm talking about. It's always like, everybody's tired, everybody's from their weekends, from their, you know what I'm saying? And then now you gotta start the week on Monday. You know, I'm pretty sure that nobody likes Monday anyway. You know, we expect to start a week in such a way that is, you know, very fine and very smooth, only to find out there's a day called Monday, man. Anyway, I got a question. Why do we expect so much out of life? Why do we put our hopes so much into things, you know, not ourselves, man? You know, like, expectations, fucking expectation. Well, that's today's topic, man. Expectations. I'm pretty sure that up to this date, and even today, you're expecting something from someone, or you're expecting something from somewhere, or something to happen, man. We're always living out of expectations, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Like I said, this is The Rush, man, with myself, Calvin Chaser. Oh, and I got a great news. During this weekend, I just launched my podcast, a blog on WordPress, man. So please check it out at therushwithcalvinchaser.wordpress.com, and I would really appreciate if you could sign up, and you know, it could keep you in a loop of what is happening, man. You know what I'm talking about. You know how we do it, man. Stop. Shoddy look. Anyway, man, we're gonna take a quick break. You know how we do it. We gotta prepare ourselves for the episode. You know what I'm talking about. Sit comfortable, grab your headphones, you know, just join me today. See you after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You know how we do it, man. This is The Rush with myself, Calvin Chaser, man. You know how we do it. Stop playing with me. Anyway, man, expectations. What do you got to say about expectations? Let me clear my throat. You know how shit is always going on. Even today, man, I'm still expecting something from someone, you know. When somebody promises you something, you expect that thing to happen. You know what I'm saying? When you expect something from someone, or something from somewhere, man, it's an expectation. And at the end of the day, when that thing doesn't happen, man, well, I heard it. You heard it, man. You know what I'm talking about. Like, it's hurting for real, man. Anyway, man, like, I just want to ask you a question. Why do you like to place your hopes so high on something that you know it might not happen? Or even though you're sure about that something, specific something, man, you end up being disappointed over some shit. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there's something so wrong. Instead of placing our hopes on ourselves and doing things by ourselves, man, we place our hopes on someone. You know, count on someone. You know, even our parents place their hopes that, oh, my kid is gonna be somebody in life. Oh, my kid is gonna be a doctor, only to find out their kid is gonna be a rapper. You know, my kid is going to be an engineer, only to find out that kid is going to be a designer. You know, ooh, my kid is going to be an actor, only to find out the kid is going to be a doctor. You know what I'm talking about? They place their hopes on their kids. Well, I'm not saying it's wrong. As a parent, you got to count on your kids, you know. But sometimes your kid ain't counting back on what you're counting on. You know what I'm talking about? You know, anyway, man. Like, it's not only about parents, you know. At school, you expect that you're going to pass a test. But a test is going to pass you. You know what I'm talking about, man? You know, you expect to, you know, expect to get a job. You're so sure that today, oh, I dressed up so nice. I dressed up for the job. Going on an interview, prepared and shit. You'd be expecting the answer that says, so when can you come? You know what I'm talking about? Only to say that, only to find out the person is going to tell you, like, we'll call you. We all know what that shit means when somebody starts saying, we'll call you. We'll call you. Damn, dog. That shit ain't going to happen, man. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't even only about jobs. You know what I'm talking about? For most especially, relationships. You know what I'm talking about? We count on our, you know, our partners, man. Oh, shit, she ain't gonna cheat, or he ain't gonna cheat. Oh my God, he's gonna marry me. Oh my God, he's gonna marry me. Oh my God, he's such a good person. Oh my God, oh my God. And then on the other hand, you'd be like, oh my God, you know, I'm gonna marry her. She'll say yes. She'll say yes to the answer. Oh my God, she's gonna bear my kids. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, we're gonna live together. Oh, have a happy life. Oh, this and this and that. Oh, we're gonna buy a car together. We're gonna go to Paris together. You know what I'm talking about? And in the end of the day, 2 months from there, somebody will be like, dude, I think this ain't working. You know what I'm talking about? So it's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. You know what I'm talking about? When you hear somebody saying it's not me, I mean, it's not you, it's me. It's definitely you, bro. You know, if a girl says it's not you, it's me. Like, it's definitely you, bro. Just, you know, then your expectations will be like fucked up and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Man, you know, like, sometimes we got to talk to ourselves about expecting something from someone. You can't expect love from someone. You can expect something from someone, even though those people promised you those kind of things. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we count on people more than the way we should count on ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? We count on everything except you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm included in that thing. You know what I'm talking about? I count on things that I know that one mistake. Well, you know, it's English, bro. I'm black, dog. I'm a black South African. You know, one mistake that something happens and then your plans just get ruined, and then, you know, it's so you destroyed. You know what I'm talking about? You just destroyed, man, about expecting something from someone. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we place our hopes so high on something else. Quick example, you know, like you be seeing a girl, right? You be seeing, well, I know for sure that boys are going through this, you know, men go through this, you know, you be expecting that shit. She's a good looking woman, you know what I'm talking about? You know, she's the ish, he's the ish, she's the ish, man, you know what I'm talking about? You be fixing all of that shit, man. You know, like, I'm gonna get her. You're like, I'm definitely gonna get her, man. I'm going with her home tonight, you know what I'm talking about? And then when you get to the girl, and the girl ain't so much expecting about you. He's so much expecting about you, man. And then you be telling her, man, you feeling out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you could get together or something, man. And then the girl will be like, you know, I don't understand why girls like to do this, but why can't you just tell a nigga straight in their eyes that, man, I ain't feeling you Well, I know it hurts as fuck, but you'll be telling him that, oh, I got a boyfriend, only to find out then when you ask her friends, they're like, dude, she got a boyfriend or something, and then a friend will be like, nah, she's single. Man, like, that shit hurts more than, man, I don't think we could get together, you know. At least by then he gave you a straight answer, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that's what you expect from that person, and that person ain't so much expecting on you, man. He be telling you about other things, man, that, oh, I got a boyfriend, oh, I gotta do this, oh, you know how girls are, man. Anyway, I'm not getting at you girls, you know what I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying, you know, it's something that it's not fiction, it's something that happens. I'm pretty sure even yourself that you're thinking about this, or I could actually do this, you know what I'm talking about, actually do this. And for boys, you know, man, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that you can back me up as well on this, that, you know what I'm talking about, like, yeah, they actually do this, you know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, as I said, expectations, man, expectations. We gotta stop expecting something from someone, man, or else you will spend the rest of your life expecting something out of life and not getting it, you know what I'm talking about. Instead of working hard for that thing, or placing ourselves in that run, in that milestone, in that mileage, we expect someone to do it for us. We expect things on a silver platter, you know what I'm talking about. You know, this is something that is with us. It's like a disease with this youth, you know what I'm talking about. You know, like, we want to get everything out of a silver platter. We don't want to work for it, we don't want to work hard, you know what I'm talking about. We expect so much out of life that we end up not getting it, man. I'm pretty sure that, you know, for when you're in grade 12, like, yeah, let me make a quick example. When you're in grade 12, you'll be expecting that, you know, after grade 12 I'm gonna go to college, or yeah, maybe you go to college and you be like, yo, my life is gonna turn around, you know, I'm gonna get my degree, I'm gonna get my bachelor, oh, you know how this goes, I'm gonna get a car, you know, I'm gonna be famous, you know, I'm gonna be like this, I'm gonna be like, only to find out, man, before you reach that stage, man, there's pretty there's too many pretty fucked up things on the way, man. You find out then, man, like, that degree you chasing, man, it'll be like, nah, not so quick, bro. You gotta study, and then by that time you didn't expect to study. Well, you know that to get a degree you gotta study somehow, but at that time you was like, nah, man, let's keep studying, I'm gonna get a degree, you know what I'm talking about. Let's keep hard working, I'm gonna be famous, you know what I'm talking about. Not looking at other fundamentals of life and other challenges that you might be going through, you know what I'm talking about, that you might go through, you know what I'm talking about, as a person. You know God doesn't, even though God is there with you, but God doesn't give you like a paved way for you to just, you know, pass through without nothing is for free, bro. Even with God, he won't give you nothing for free. You know, he gave you life, that's enough. He gave you life, he gave you talent, he gave you brains, that's more than what you can ask for. And then you spend too much time wanting success from him. Nah, it doesn't work like that, man. He gave you a life, just work hard to get the success. All you gotta do is pray with him to guide you along the way, you know what I'm talking about. You know, some things it's just you can't do. How many people are there in the world, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like, sometimes it's I feel for God, you know what I'm talking about. I feel for God that so many people in the world are praying and asking him this and asking him that, you know what I'm talking, expecting to get this and that from him. But bro, how many circulations does he gotta go around the world until he reaches you? You know what I'm talking about? That'll be so much work. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you gotta help God to help you. like I said last time, you gotta help yourself. You gotta help someone to help you. You know what I'm talking about? Even God, man. You gotta help God by asking Him for life, for prosperity, for health, for good mental state, for energy, for good heart, for love. You know what I'm talking about? And then when those things fall into place, you know, some things will come to you. You know, you will come to you without question. You know what I'm talking about? You know, what I believe is God works in mysterious ways, man. You talk to Him, have a conversation with, you don't have to talk to God when you just pray. Even when you're just walking alone, eyes open, you know, just talk to God. Say, God, He's listening. That's what I believe. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking from experience, you know what I'm talking about? From things that I always do, you know, we're just chilling, you know. Even watching a movie, I'll be like, watching a movie, you know, walking or going to work or doing something or reading or studying or writing, you know, I just like in that process, I just talk to God, or please open my eyes, you know, or talk, have a normal conversation that you would have with someone else, you know what I'm talking about, you know, and stop expecting, I still expect something from Him as well, but you know, sometimes I just talk to her and him. I just talked to him, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, shit. Now you think then that I like girls? No. Him, you know what I'm talking about? I just talked to him, you know, have a normal conversation. And then, even after the conversation, I expect an answer. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, I just talked to him and say, God, you know, I'm going through this and this and this. Please, you know what I'm talking about? Help me undergo this stage. Help me pass this challenge. Help me pass this stage. Help me pass, you know what I'm talking about, and stop, you know, and stop myself from expecting so much from someone, you know what I'm talking about, you know. And then, you know what I'm talking about, and then I just carry on with my day, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, up to so now, I'm you know, I'm pretty sure that you're asking yourself, why am I always saying, you know what I'm talking about, as if you know what I'm talking about? But shit, man, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, man, this is The Rush with myself, Calvin Chaser. You know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. You know how we do it, man. Let's take a quick break. And while you edit, man, don't forget to check out my WordPress blog at www.therushwithcalvinchaser.wordpress.com, man. Check out the website, sign up, and please, there's a donation section to keep this podcast running and to improve this podcast to your best experience, man. If you like it, just sign up with your email, and there's a section where you leave a message. You leave me a message to ask me which topic to discuss. You know what I'm talking about? To tell me which topic to discuss, you know what I'm talking about. It's pretty nice, that website. That's why I did it, actually, you know, just to engage with you more on a web level, not social media, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, even on social media, you can catch me at Facebook at I Am Calvin Chaser. Sorry, I Am Calvin Chaser, and also at Instagram, I Am Calvin Chaser, at I Am Calvin Chaser, and also on Twitter at Calvin Chaser. You know what I'm talking about, man. See you after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Chapter systems are offline.
Welcome back, man. You know how we do it, man. I'm not gonna do it. I know you're expecting me to do it, so I ain't gonna do it. You know, that's the thing about expectations, man. Keep expecting something. Keep expecting that someone is gonna do something, man. I'm not gonna do it just because I wanna make perfect example that you always gonna keep expecting unless you talk to yourself that nah, it's time for me to start expecting shit from myself. You know what I'm talking, work hard for it. Anyway, this is The Rush with Kelvin Chaser on today's edition. It's Choosy Tuesday, man. You know how we do it. Hope you have you had a great weekend again, and I hope you're gonna spend your week very well. You know what I'm talking about, and stop expecting so much out of this week. Start working hard to get those things that you are expecting to get. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, today's topic, like I said, is expectations. You know, you're always gonna keep expecting, man. Even myself, I'm always gonna keep expecting shit from people. You know what I'm talking about. I'm always gonna keep expecting love. I'm always gonna keep expecting to have a beautiful life. I'm always gonna keep expecting to drive a Lamborghini. I'm always expecting, you know, to get whatever I wanted. You know, I always dream about, you know what I'm saying. But the difference between me and most of us, you know what I'm talking about. I just work. You know, I know. I'm not saying you're not working. No, I'm not saying though. That. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm working for shit that I want to have. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, like if you ever experienced that thing whereby you want to sneeze and then it ain't coming out, that's what I'm going through right now. Anyway, that's not the case. So, like I said, I'm always going to keep expecting things from, you know, I'm always going to keep expecting things out of life, not looking at the bigger picture and start working for those things. But anyway, I'm working on it. You know what I'm talking about. So, you know, we talked about expecting things out of life. Let's talk about expecting things out of partnership, you know, like relationship, partnership, friendship, partnership, business partnership, things like that. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe making a deal with something that, yo bro, we got a joint venture. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta invest in your business, or somebody invest in your business. You know, they expect you to make profit so that you can pay them back, so that the investment can pay out, you know. But this is life. Not everything goes the way we expect it to go. You know what I'm talking about? And when it doesn't, people don't understand, your investor will not understand that you had a little bit of a hiccup. You know what I'm talking about? You had a little bit of a hiccup along the way, so you won't be able to pay out the investment this month, or maybe in the next 6 months, because your business ain't going well. But he or she won't listen, because when he put in the money, he put it right away. He didn't wait for you to like go jump, do that, or you didn't wait for him to get the money or do something for him or her to invest in your business. You know what I'm talking about? So even the investor will expect something from you. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody will always just keep on expecting, but they sometimes, like in business, anything can go wrong and everything can go wrong, you see. So even imagine if you're an investor when you invest in something. Okay, let's say you invest in Nike. You expect, yeah, Nike is a big company. You invest in Nike, you invest in Amazon, and then you invest like a lot of money, bro, and then you don't know that in a few years, let's say you invested for 5 years, and you don't know in 2 years that Nike will be bankrupted and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So things like that is just way too off, man. Like even in business, there's always gonna be expectations. You know what I'm talking about? As an investor, you're always gonna expect something out of that company, but you don't look at the brighter side of, what if that company will be bankrupted? What if that company will be, you know, closed? Or what if something happens with that company? You know, same goes for relationships, man. You be getting in a relationship with someone, and then you don't discuss you know, that how is your life and who are you, what kind of person are you, you know, you don't communicate, you know. Yeah, like even though you're communicating, but what matters is what are you communicating about. You can communicate talking to your partner like, yo, how did you spend your day, you know, last week I went to this and then I found out this and that, you know, I was talking to my mom, she was saying this, you know, I love you. That's communicating. But at the end of the day, we say communication is key, but things that we communicate about, they are not that really things that we should be communicating about. And when the relationship ends, you'll be like, nah, you know, communication is key, all of that, but what is communicated is the one that is key, not communication. You know, people, like, when people, you be getting in a relationship being like, communication is key, you know, I'm pretty sure that you can get in a relationship and just keep quiet, you know, that shit won't happen, you know. You can't get in a relationship, yo, man, we gotta get together because, you know, I'm feeling you or something. And we're like, yeah, let's get together. And then after that, you keep quiet for the rest of the relationship. Yeah, you just keep quiet like that. You just keep quiet. That's, you see right there, that's not communicating. But you get in a relationship and you talk to that person every day, that's communicating. You know what I'm talking about? You be expecting like, yo, communications like that, you know, communication, we gotta talk every day. But even though you talk every day, bro, you be expecting so much out of talking every day, but you still feeling like that relationship ain't nothing, you know what I'm talking about? Because you're not communicating the right things, you're not communicating about what you feel, what you want, you know, what do you want to do with that person, you know, what do you expect that person to be for you. You're not talking about those things. You're just talking about, you know, how good is the relationship or how good you want the relationship to be. You know, you just expect so much out of it that you're not putting yourself in your relationship to make it work, to communicate the right things, you know, to communicate, you know, like communicate about yourselves, you know, talk to each other like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? I know you, yeah, when I'm talking about this, you be expecting that, you know, my relationships are so well and things like that. Oh shit, no, Jolo Anyesa anyway. Like that is what I'm talking about, man. Like even myself, I'm expecting things out of someone that I'm not sure that I'm gonna get them. You know what I'm talking about? And then at the end of the day, when you get disappointed, when you get those things, man, you be like, nah, this was not the perfect person for me. Not knowing that even that person, you're putting a strain on him, you know, you're putting a strain on her, you're putting a strain on him, that whatever you're asking, you gotta help them to do it, because they might not have an idea of what you want exactly. You know what I'm talking about? You just place a mileage and say that person must overcome that mileage to, you know, to please you, but not. And it's just so messed up, you know what I'm talking about? But anyway, it's just life. We expect so much out of things, you know what I'm talking about? We don't communicate with ourselves. You don't communicate with the person, with that person you're expecting something from, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, you just keep on expecting, even friends, you know, you're expecting, yo, that dude gotta have my bag, that dude gotta be my family, that dude gotta be my blood, that dude gotta be, you know, got my back, that dude gotta support me, that dude gotta do all of this shit. But you don't tell that person what you're telling yourself, man. You're just telling yourself. That person doesn't know. He comes at you with the friendship that he expect it could be good for both of you. On the other hand, you don't expect the same thing that he or she is expecting, you know what I'm talking about? And at the end of the day, when both of you don't get what you want out of the friendship, you be like, nah, man, he was not a good friend for me anyway, she was not a good friend for me, you know, that person do something that will offend you. Well, yeah, I know I offend a lot of people on purpose, but I offend them in a good way, you know what I'm talking about? But like, let's say like real offending, you know what I'm talking about? That person doesn't deliver having your back, that person doesn't deliver being your friend, as you expected. They don't know that. They think they're doing a good job at what they expect the friendship could be or could go like, you know what I'm talking about. And then at the end of the day, when those people doesn't deliver those things that you're expecting, it'll be like, nah man, bro, you ain't got my bag, you know, a lot of things. So be like, yo, a lot of shit like that, man. It's just, you place your expectations on something that you might not get at the end of the day. Something that is, man, you know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, man. So such things gotta be like communicated when you get in a relationship with your partner. You know what I'm talking about. When you get in a relationship with your friend, when you get in a relationship with your business partner, something's gotta be communicated to be like, and stop expecting so much and know from the start that this is gonna happen, this might happen, you know, everything like that, man. And stop expecting so much out of life that you don't know what might happen tomorrow, you know. And I personally feel like when you do that, you start questioning God as your leader, that you're expecting things like that. When those things don't happen, you be like, God, why does this gotta happen? But you be like, you're moving at God's speed, you're moving at God's pace, you're moving in God's way. You're like, let God do his thing and stop expecting so much out of it. I'm not saying don't expect nothing. Yeah, you must. Yeah, I'm not saying don't expect nothing. Yeah, expect love from him. Expect things that you know they are like kind of like obvious, they will happen either way. Don't expect things that you know might not happen, because you know this is life, everything happens, man. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is The Rush with myself, Calvin Chaser, and Choose the Tuesdays edition, man. You know, it was great having you here, and thanks you for coming out on The Rush with myself, Calvin Chaser, on the Choose the Tuesdays editions with the topic, yeah, expectations, man. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, see you on Friday, man, with Freaky Fridays. You know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. Get out of here, man. See you on Friday, man. You know how we do it, man. It's The Rush, baby. It's The Rush.
Hey, Jason. Yeah. I took the phone, called the girls, and we party like we dying. Only this is just a start, never lonely from the start. I had someone that I trust, but this life is a bitch. Like a nigga who just preached without actions that he reached. I'm okay when they ask, but sad when they don't. Occupations of my time, I realized it's my grind. I need someone with intentions, not a bitch with the dice. I'm fed up with this life, especially on lonely nights. God, please run a rain check and give me light so that I could see the road, cause I wanna end up broke, cause the ladies don't want that. It's like I don't have a choice, but really I don't have a choice. Yeah, they gotta hear my voice. Going on in circles, probably I won't stop as long as I'm alone, until I slide and pick the phone, cause it's what we do best. Act like people we are not, especially on the social, post a pic on the gram. Baby, come on over, like last time we making over, only now there ain't no rover, huh? Leaning on my shoulder, yeah, sexing on the boulder, my blood ain't it colder. I feel free when I'm alone, but it turns me to a stoner, huh? Maybe it ain't that bad. I love my mama and my dad, only people in my circle, cause they support in my business. Carrying